Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, April 13. Coming up, government to roll out human capital enterprise management system, public urged to utilize citizens' arrests, and Japanese government pledges continued development assistance to Jamaica. The news in detail after this message.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Japanese Ambassador His Excellency Masanori Nakano has pledged the continued assistance of the government of Japan in assisting Jamaica to achieve its long-term economic and development goals. Mr. Nakano says Japan considers itself one of Jamaica's primary development partners and will continue to provide tangible support for Jamaica's efforts to achieve continued growth and sustainable development through the Japanese government's offshore development assistance program.
Japan is willing to work with other partners, public or private, to bring more synergy to valuable and rewarding development works for the people and the government of Jamaica.
The ambassador was speaking at a signing ceremony at the Ministry of Finance on Thursday for the introduction of a technical cooperation project between Jamaica and Japan in the area of energy efficiency. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is urging members of the public to utilize citizens' arrests instead of resorting to vigilante justice. Making a citizen's arrest involves the holding of a suspect by a person who is not acting as a sworn law enforcement official until the police arrive. Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, says citizens' arrests provide a more ideal scenario for members of the public to cooperate with police to tackle criminal activity.
So we say to persons, you want to help out, you want to ensure that you get justice, so you order the person, don't beat them, don't assault them, just hold them and notify the police, and we go in and take charge of the situation.
Under the common law process, if a police officer is not readily available and a person is committing a crime, a citizen may then hold the perpetrator to prevent escape and furtherance of the act. The government is in the process of rolling out the Human Capital Enterprise Management System to enable the automation of the administrative functions of human resource HR management. Implementation of the system will enable the HR teams within ministries, departments, and agencies to focus on more strategic areas of HR, such as manpower planning and employee development. State Minister of the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Ronit Spencer, says the initiative is in line with the government's public sector transformation program, which aims to strengthen public resource management and support public sector institutions.
One of the primary outcomes of transformation is the improvement in customer service from the public sector, where every citizen of the country sees that their interaction with the government agencies has improved and continues to improve.
Mr. Spencer was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He says the Public Sector Transformation Implementation Team, in collaboration with the Strategic Human Resource Management Division of the Ministry, has been working with the country's HR community in adjusting to the computerized system. And Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid is urging Jamaicans in the diaspora to partner with the government in the establishment of a national school bus system. Senator Reid says the administration is looking to acquire 1,000 school buses over the next 5 years to implement the bus system and has challenged diaspora members to help meet this target. Senator Reid says once the national program comes on stream, rural students would have a safer and more efficient option for getting to school. They would also benefit from the same level of subsidy enjoyed by students in the corporate area who use the Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC buses. The education minister was addressing a breakfast meeting at the Kimberley Hotel in Manhattan, New York on April 9. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.